Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, get in here right now. It's an Eyes Up Here Extra in two places, because they've always said two places are better than one. If you didn't know by now, my name is Chad, and every single week, not only can you find me on iHeartRadio with the Queen of Extreme Francine, but you can also find us on YouTube, because not only is this an Eyes Up Here bonus episode on iHeartRadio, this is an Eyes Up Here YouTube Extra. So for the first time, a multi-platformed episode. Without any further ado, we got to welcome in the star of the show. I'm sure she's still recovering. I think her voice might be back in its regular place. I'm so happy to hear all about this weekend from the one and only Queen of Extreme, Miss Francine.
Hello, everyone. My voice is not back in its place. It's almost there. It's a little raspy, but this is going to be a WrestleMania weekend recap, which includes WrestleCon and Battleground and all that good stuff that went down this weekend. And yeah, I had to rest my voice up because it was shot. It was almost to the point where you couldn't even hear me. That's how much I talked, and everybody makes fun of my voice and my accent anyway. So could you imagine how I sounded over the weekend? It was shot. But I'm happy to be back and still recuperating, because let me tell you, it was a wild one. But fun. Oh, my goodness. Great time. It's great when you can mix work and pleasure together. And that's exactly what I did. So we'll start off with Thursday. Thursday, I was dropped off with my girl Betty, as always, at our hotel. Beautiful. The Sheraton was beautiful. It's really nice. Really nice hotel. We checked in, and we were with the franchise Shane Douglas, as usual, my ride or die there. And Ned came with us, and Big Moose came with us. And we couldn't decide on what to eat. We sat there like morons for about an hour. Don't ever let Shane take a hold of the DoorDash app, because he does not know what he's doing. And we opted for pizza, which was the worst mistake ever, because then we were all bloated and fat and gross.
All that, and you settled on pizza?
Well, because by the time they got in and settled and we all met in one room, the hotel was so crowded, and it wasn't like they had a restaurant. It was like a restaurant bar type of deal. And the food, like, you had to wait. There was always a line. There was 20 people in, you know what I mean? So you had to wait. And then once you ordered, it took another 45 minutes. So if we went that route, we probably wouldn't have ate until 9 o'clock at night. because it was the host hotel. It was packed with people. So we didn't want to, you know, we were tired, didn't want to bother with that. So we just kind of ate in the room, had a couple cocktails, and then went to bed because, you know, the next day I was up at 6 a.m. and it was WrestleCon.
Before you get into WrestleCon, so where is this hotel located in relation to the city of Philadelphia? Is it the heart of Philly? Is it
It's downtown Philadelphia.
Downtown like Philadelphia, okay.
So you could walk if you wanted to. Was it a 25-minute walk? But you could walk to like the art museum, the Rocky statue. A lot of people were going to see the Rocky statue.
Right.
And, you know, there was the Liberty Bell and Betsy Ross's house. Like you could do all that historical stuff down there. I didn't do that. I've been there before because I was born in Philadelphia, so
you
didn't
can't go there. You're gonna get mobbed. You can't do that. You're the queen.
People
of
were going. People were going and taking pictures, and it was chilly, so I did not want to be walking around the city. At that point, I was just like, I went there as a kid, you know, maybe a field trip or something. I ran up the Rocky Steps. I'm pretty sure I did. So I didn't have to do that route. But a lot of people were touristy and walking around. So, but like I said, the hotel was in the heart of the city. Now, Friday, that was a really busy day for us. So we were down there, went down there a little before 9. And my table, there was already a line for Shane and I when we got there.
Oh, wow.
And I kid you not, we didn't get a full break until about 1:30, and we were only signed from 9 to 2. So that line was pretty consistent. And when the line would stop and we thought we would have a break, somebody else would come over to the table and another line would form. I'm not complaining. It was brilliant. Very, very busy for the first 4.5 hours. And then we had about an hour before we had to go over to the arena. So we went upstairs, freshened up, grabbed our stuff. Again, we're a bunch of morons. We go outside. We have no idea how we're getting to the arena because we didn't want to take the car because parking was limited.
Right.
You know how the arena is. It's crazy down there, right? Mm-hmm. And there was already a show going on. That was the problem. So we figured, okay, there's a show going on. There's a lot of talent already there. A lot of fans are already there. There's going to be no parking. So we decided to get an Uber. Well, who didn't know how to use the app? I mean, it was really ridiculous. So there was a cab just sitting there. And we go up to this guy and he was something. He wasn't American. Maybe he was, I don't know, Muslim or I don't know what he was, but I couldn't understand his English very well. We were trying to explain like where we were going and we were giving him the address. And at first he didn't understand it. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is a cab driver. He doesn't know where to go in the city. And I said, we're not going with this guy because he's going to get us lost. Then he goes, no. I get you there in 25 minutes. And he's screaming at us. That should have been a telltale not to get in this guy's car, right? Start screaming, I get you there 25 minutes. And we're like, ugh. And it was already like 3:30. We had to be there by 4. So we're like, fine. So we all get in the car. And like, this guy is driving like a lunatic. But to his defense, everybody was driving like, I felt like I was in Manhattan. It was bumper to bumper traffic. People were cutting people off. There were bike cyclists in the middle of the road. Like he was dodging and weaving not to hit people. And then I just tell him like, sir, you're in the wrong lane. You have to get over. And he screams at me, don't tell me how to drive. I've been driving for a long time. Yeah.
Oh my and God.
Like anytime one of the girls would say something, he would like get hot and he would holler at us. And I don't know, but or like he seemed like he came from a country that women are just not supposed
possible.
To talk.
Possible.
And I was like, you're in America, bitch. Like, this is how it goes. I was getting hot. And I was just like, look, that's the way to the arena. You're over here. But he was just trying to like cut in front of people. And I was scared for my life. I said, we're going to die. And then I'm not going to like be able to like finish my weekend. I'm going to be hot. And but he gets us there. And before he, like, the doors were locked, and he goes, you pay me now. We're like, all right.
So. Oh, you had to stay locked in the car?
He was telling, because Shane sat in the front, and then the rest of us, it was me, Bambi, who from Moore, who brought it in, and then Betty. We were in the back seat, and Ned and Moose couldn't fit, so they were coming in later. Wow. Yeah, they're big dudes, right? So I was like, get me out of this car. So Shane's like, yeah, let them out. And then, you know, he was taking care of everything. But I was like, get me the freak out. So finally he lets us out because Shane's paying him. We get our gear. Now we have, you know, we all have pull bags and our stuff. We're in front of the arena. The line went around the block.
Not even around
the street. It was like around the block for us. And all the fans start screaming and we're waving at everybody. And we go to the front door and I don't know who this guy was, but he opens the door and he goes, talent. And me and Shane are just standing there and we go, yes. And he goes, oh, you have to go to the back. Now we're at the front.
You're at the front door.
We're at the front door with so many back. And he goes, the owner said, you have to go to the back. And Shane goes, is this a rib? And he goes, Shane goes, do you know who we are? Well, apparently not, because we had to go through the crowd.
Wow.
Walk all the way down the street, turn the corner, walk through the cars in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Up the steps and go through the back door. I was livid.
That's a hike with those bags. That's a hike.
I had my F me boots on.
Oh boy.
Like, are you serious right now? So he's hemming and hauling and I'm pulling my, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's cold, you know, like, and all the fans are like, they wouldn't let you guys in. And I'm like, no, they wouldn't let us in. So we go to the back, we go through the door and I'm like, is the fan fest back here? The back was mobbed with people. And when I say people, it's talent and people I have no clue who they are. And everybody's like a sardine. And I'm going, who are these people? I didn't know.
All the hanger-ons?
I didn't know who a lot of those people were. I figured, okay, maybe people brought people. And here the show that started, I don't know, what, 2 o'clock, it was still going on. So now it's like 4 o'clock and we're supposed to start at 4. That didn't happen. Our signing was probably an hour and a half delayed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So I basically got to sign for an hour and 15 minutes tops. That was it. Because then I had to go back and get changed. And then I didn't even have time to do makeup. I didn't have time to refresh my, we were third and then they were like, oh no, you're second. So I was like, oh my God. Like I had barely time to get changed. And then we had to, you know, go over the match and go to Gorilla and wait in Gorilla. And it was just like, boom, boom, boom after that.
Okay. So now stop here. Let's talk about the match. Now I have been looking everywhere to try to get some kind of footage outside of the entrance that I found one little snippet of a side view of when you're coming out. That's all I've been able to see of this so far. So I'm dying to actually see everything outside of the still that you posted. You asked the fans to caption the photo of you looked like a pretty hearty slap. One C.W. Anderson. I'm going to pull it up here so everybody can see what I'm talking about. But this looked like this was some vintage. Sometimes I feel like I might be on the receiving end of one of these one day. So.
For sure. If we were in the same studio, absolutely. Yeah, there I am.
Look at that. That is raring back.
Look at Shane.
Yes. I was trying to bring the focus to the franchise who is out cold. But that is raring back. So I have been trying to get the footage, but I guess I'm going to have to pay for it just like everybody else and get it that way. But I need to know from top to bottom what went on in the match and how everything went with putting it together and what you guys did and how it all went.
So initially it was supposed to be Shane versus Al Snow.
Right.
And then we figured out quickly that WWE was kind of like pulling people into their realm to do things. So Al had obligations with WWE. Understood. It's fine. You know, it was then C.W. Anderson. So I was thrilled because, you know, me and C.W. are very tight, very good friends, love them. So when I found out we were working together, it was wonderful. So we go upstairs into the dressing room. And, you know, Shane and C-Dub are starting to go over the match and everything. And they're like, well, you know, what do you think you want to do? And I was like, listen, I don't want to bump. Unless something happens where I fall on purpose, you know, it wasn't like an accident. It's not on purpose. Like, I'll do that. I said, but Jesus, like, I'm just afraid to take that one bump and then be like dead because with all the health problems that I've been having, I was just like, how about you spank me? And he's just like, it would be my pleasure. I was like, okay,
I'm up for the duty. Let's
do that. But initially, like, you know, Shane says, so we're not going to be heels. And I was like, oh, we're going to be heels. And he's like, no, he goes, there's no way we're going to turn them. So I was not supposed to speak. I did not have a promo in the beginning. And Shane says, I'm going to cut this promo. And he goes, and I'm going to say something. He said something like, let's party like it's 1994. And that was his outline. And then C-Dub was supposed to come out. Well, some kind of light bulb went off in my head. And when he said that line, I heard people go, and I start shaking my head. And I go, no, I go, they hated us in 94. And then the booze started coming in. So I grabbed the mic and I cut it just popped into my head. And like, I just cut a promo to where I healed the fans because I said, because you cheer me today, you think I forgot about all the mean things you ever said about me in the past. Yeah. And then I go over some of the chants. And the last chant I said was I can't say it on here, but Francine, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If you remember,
you know,
and if you don't, you have to look it up. And the place started erupting with cheers. But then I turn around and I say, listen, I'm a lady, and if you don't respect me, I'm going to take the franchise and I'm going to get the hell out of Philadelphia. And the boos were overwhelming. He looked at me and was just like shaking his head like, you did it. And I handed him the mic and we stood there and we were in full heel mode.
Nice.
So I told him, I said, leave C-Dub for me, grab the ref. I did the spot where I jump up and I jump on his head with my coochie and the place popped. We did another little spot where I held his leg and Shane kicks him while I'm holding onto his leg. And then going into the finish, we do a spot where he gives him a sliding clothesline. Hmm. Shane's out and he stands up and I come in the ring and I threaten him and I go to smack him. And I told him, I said, just do whatever you want. I said, spank me. Well, he goes down to his knee and I hear, oh, and his knee gave out. Or something. And I go, really? Like right now? His knee buckled. And I almost fell to the mat. And then he gets up and he fixes and he positions me and he starts spanking me. And I think he might have bit my ass too. I don't know what he did. That got a little bit of a chuckle. But at the end, it was all love and we hug. And,
of course. Whatever. Of course.
but the next day, the reaction from the people that were there, like everybody was just like, your promo was so good. I was like, I wasn't even supposed to talk. I just thought of something. And I said, to Shane, are you mad at me? And he goes, no, he goes, you saved us. He goes, you literally saved us. He goes, because we were over like baby faces.
Wow.
He goes, and you turned them like that. And I was so happy, you know, cause I said, I'm going to take a chance. And if it doesn't work, it's my fault. But it worked and it was so nostalgic ECW. We gave them exactly what we would have given them back in the day.
Right.
They ate it up. They ate it up. And I don't know if the rest of the show went like that because we left after that because we were already paid.
Yeah.
And it was late. And we were like, you know, we had to wake up at 6 the next day. So we got the hell out of Dodge. But
right.
I think we left them happy with what we gave them.
That's awesome.
So, a lot of fun. So much fun. I said, if we could do this kind of stuff every weekend, like this would be the best.
She'd come out. She'd come back.
Oh, my God. It was so, so good. And
wait, where is it? Hold on.
Oh, you had it. You had to scroll down.
Yeah, no, I singled it out. Let me pull it up. I have it on a separate screen.
The only thing I was upset about is I think I looked a little wide. I think my there we are, and that's the back. So I don't know. I think I looked heavy, which I have to fix this gut of mine because it, you know, there was like something going on, and I couldn't really wear a girdle because you could see through the
But I mean, the pictures look great. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I was very self-conscious that night. But I said, I have to see how ridiculous my outfit is with the feathers and the, it was so ridiculous, but it was great.
I'm sorry. There was only one outfit I noticed that night.
Oh, Shane's?
There's only one right there.
That's it.
He's got one of the last ones that's out there. Perfectly rated.
Do you notice I'm wearing boy shorts instead of a thong?
Oh, I did not.
Yes, look. I was telling everyone, I said, look, this isn't 1997. I can't wear a thong. I have to wear boy shorts to cover up the goods because, you know.
And then I'm going to give C-Dub his due. I mean, the dude is in amazing shape.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks unbelievable. So
great.
This was such a great pairing.
Yeah.
And, you know, as cool as the Al and Shane pairing with you would have been, this was the perfect replacement for that match.
So fun. So, I mean, it was a shorter match, but it was to the point. We had the crowd the whole time. We didn't drag it out to where we lost them. They were always popping for falses. Like, it was great. It was awesome. We were all so happy with it. And I was just so happy to work with those two guys. And so fun. So then we got back to the hotel. And my Impact friends call me and say, well, we're back from the matches, so come to the bar. And I had a bucket of Fireball, a bucket with the little, you know, the little guys, but a big bucket.
Yep.
So we bring the bucket down and we go in the bar, and it's all the Impact boys and me and Betty. Because, you know, that's how I roll.
Ride or die.
And we closed the bar down. So I was there until 2:15 in the morning, drinking Fireball and getting healed by the waitress. I walked in with one of my Not Your Father root beers. And thank God it was done, because if she would have did this, I would have taken her down. She goes, you can't have this in here. And she gets her little grubby paw and she takes it off the table. Anybody who brought a beer or something in, she would take it. And I kind of understand that because they're serving alcohol. But like people, like guys like Nick Nemeth and Brian Myers and stuff were buying drinks the whole time.
Right.
So we were giving them business. It wasn't like we were smuggling or stuff. So when I had the Fireball, I had to put it between my legs and put a jacket over it. So and then every time she'd walk away, we'd all take a little one and we'd do like a shot of it. And then Brian would go and throw out the stuff. And then we still had the bucket, but we would have to wait until old McGrinchy would walk away. And because she was healing everybody.
You know what I mean? Like you drink that one and it's going to get you buying more drinks.
They were buying drinks. And like, I think, there was a huge tip left for the woman. Like she was taken care of. So it wasn't like we were being Gavoni and just taking our own stuff in, you know, there were drinks all over the table. Lou DeAngeli was there, who I was so happy because I haven't seen him, my God, in forever. There is one story. There was a guy, this is kind of funny. I have a new gimmick and I'll tell you what it is in a second.
There's
a fan that kept coming over to the table and was very persistent. And he wanted Nick to take a picture with him. And Nick would say, I'll get with you in like 5 minutes, right? And the guy would be like, okay. He wasn't a young kid. He was like a man.
Right.
And then he'd wait like maybe 10, 15 minutes. He'd come back and go, hey, golf or whatever you call it. How about that picture? And we were in the middle of a conversation or whatever. I'll get you in 5 minutes. So when he came back again, Lou, sign guy Dudley, was like, bro. And he stepped in and he was like, let me tell you something. He goes, we're just trying to hang out and have a good time. Can you leave us alone for, you know, for a while? And then maybe we'll get you on the way out and blah, blah, blah. So he goes, you better tell the kid with the glasses. He's talking to Lou now. You better tell that kid with the glasses that he needs to stay in his lane. Right. And Lou's like, is he talking to me? So then like Nick jumps between them and I'm thinking there's going to be like this huge fight. So I jump up because you know how I am. I jump up. And I jump between him and Nick and I take the guy and I bring him to the other side of the bar. And I say, listen, buddy, I say, can you just give these guys a break? I said, we just had a huge show. We haven't seen each other in years. Everybody's just chilling. We're just, you know, when you're with your friends and you want to have a good time, you don't want to be bothered. I said, these guys are always bothered. And I was real, real diplomatic and very sweet. And the man says to me, you're the only person that's level-headed at that whole table. And I said, well, you know, I try to be. And I said, we just want to have a good time with each other. We're all real tight friends. And he goes, out of respect for you, I will leave you alone. And I was like, but I was with this guy for probably 10 minutes trying to talk him down.
Trying to talk some sense into it.
Yeah, because they would have kicked the shit out of him. I mean, there's no way this guy was going to fight a whole table of
wrestlers. Step away. I would have been like, oh, got to tie my shoe. Get him.
Oh, no. So when I came back, I said, you all are welcome. You will now refer to me as the peacemaker. That is my new gimmick. I am the peacemaker. Because he did not come back until the very end. And at the very end, somebody grabs me and says, okay, can you help me get a picture? And I thought he was going to say with Nick again. And he goes, with Hornswoggle. And I said, I will ask him. And I said, Dylan, will you take? And Dylan was gracious. Yes. But this was towards like the end of the night. You know what I mean? But I thought there was legit going to be a fight. And I will put myself over and say, I calmed the situation down. And without me, it might have escalated, but I don't, you know, I just try to make peace and love wherever I go.
Alone. No one went, no one to walk away.
I mean, we were literally in the back. We had like a table that sat maybe 12 people. So we were all the way like away from everybody. And, you know, people were looking at us to see what was going on. Because people are in town for WrestleMania. There's wrestling shirts all over the place.
Probably great aroma.
Oh, it smelled like weed throughout the whole hotel.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the only smell I smelled all weekend was weed. And yeah. I'm not a weed smoker. So I was just like, oh, my God, where? Who has what? Like, it was prominent. Even outside. Outside, it was like it would hit you. As soon as you went out the front door, it hit you in the face. Like, it was crazy. But you know what?
That's another reason why I had, like, no interest in going if I didn't have any specific business to be there. Because all of my people, you, Shane, whoever, you guys are A, working, and then B, you guys are going to be with your buds. What am I going to do? Just sit there and stand and just like, you know, like an idiot on the side? No, that's why I have no interest in being there because you guys are going to be busy all weekend.
Yeah, it was, that was the most fun night was Friday night. And then like, I love Brian Myers. Can I just say I love Brian Myers? He was wearing an ECW jacket. And I go, oh, I like your jacket. I want that. And he takes it off and gives it to me. And he had like a tank top. And I go, no, baby, you're going to be cold. They're like, stop being a mom. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. So now I have my own ECW jacket. I told him, I said, I'll never sell it. I love it. I just don't have one because I never had this particular one that he gave me. But I thought that was so sweet of him. So
very nice.
My boyfriend, Brian,
original?
Is it? Like no, book? I don't think so. But it's cool. It says ECW like on the side, and then a big ECW on the back. It's like the black silk.
Oh, nice. Okay,
I know. Is it a baseball jacket kind?
Yeah,
of
it's that's Yes, I know exactly the one.
I like it. It fits me perfectly. And I just thought that was very sweet of him to do. Because I kept saying, I'm only kidding. And he's like, you should have it. This was meant for you. And I was like, oh, you're so sweet.
It's your destiny.
Yeah, I love him. So then I don't know if this was Friday or Saturday. I can't remember what day, but I did get to see my Major Bendy in person. And I did get to see my zombie sailor action figure in person. Both are brilliant. If you missed out on the Major Bendy, what a shame.
Yes, because it
is such a unique figure in the whole toy line. Like, it's so different from... That is Zombie Sailor.
Zombie Sailor.
Yep. That is Zombie Sailor. That's a pretty good picture of me, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We're using that for the thumbnail.
Okay, great. But her face... The dolls, I can't call it. Matt Cardona screamed at me.
That's an action figure. That's an action figure.
The face, my toenails are red. My tips of my fingers were French manicured on this action figure. It looks exactly like the picture. The dress to the T. I mean, the features are unreal. Shane's action figure had the boots with the tassels.
Yeah.
Wonderful work. I cannot wait until this action figure is released, which I'm not. He said maybe August, September, but then they told the boys told me it might take a little longer. But perfection takes time, and they do such articulate work. Look at that. Me, Sandman, and Shane. Unreal. Are they not like the greatest things you've ever seen?
When I got the chance to see this, I couldn't believe how good they look.
So good.
I mean, look at this. They got the smirk on Shane, like perfectly. Yeah. They got this. Your whole thing is absolute perfection. These are unbelievable.
It is. It really is. And I wasn't keen on, you know, this outfit, but it worked. And Josh kept telling me, it's going to work. Please trust me. I was like, all right, you know. And then I saw it. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was being difficult. I just didn't like the picture that you chose of me. But I think it came out beautiful. All three of them are just incredible. And I cannot wait until they come out.
Now, do you know, will they be sold separately or together?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a heels and face. I think it's called the heels and faces line.
Yep, heels and faces.
I don't know if they're going to offer like an individual, maybe a two pack as well for Shane and I. We didn't discuss that yet. So, you know, there's still some time before they're going to be released anyway. So I'm sure we'll go over all that. But I was literally blown away.
Yeah. Your Major Bendy is due to come out in July.
Okay.
So you got to see is that the prototype that they had with them?
Okay. Yeah. I saw the bloody and the non-bloody one. They're cute. They're different. You know what I mean? They're just different and they're cute. And man, so blessed at this age to be even involved in this kind of stuff. I never would have thought I'd have so much going on, you know, at this stage in the game.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
And then, you know, the rest of the weekend was just busy.
Wait, hang on. You forgot
one more thing.
Yeah. You are, I would like to congratulate you.
Yes.
On your induction into the Women's Wrestling Hall of Fame.
So there we are. Gary Wolf and Angel Orsini are the founders. And I, not only was I inducted into the Women's Wrestling Hall of Fame, but I am their very first ambassador.
Wow.
So that's the second award that I was gifted that evening. And I said, well, what does this entail? Am I going to be very busy over the next year? I think it's just like, if you see talent that you feel is worthy enough to be, recommend it for the hall, you tell us, and then they go and they watch. And so I can be like a talent scout for the hall and help them out. But I'm the first one they chose. So that's an honor in itself. So there's my plaque, and you could see me taking the picture in the shadow.
Okay. Sorry. Got a close up picture of the plaque.
I couldn't get it without that shadow, but there it is. And I was very, very honored. And I did a bunch of press for it as well. I guess that'll be coming out soon, but a huge honor for me. So I'm very happy to be a part of that. And I thank everybody involved and the fans as well. It was a good time. So
I couldn't believe every post, just like the next thing that was going on. Like it was so cool to see how much stuff was happening outside of just going there and sign, which, all right, let's get an over under on how many autographs you think you signed.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. A lot. It was packed. Philly was packed. Fans came out and represented for sure. There are a lot of foreigners. We had a ton of people from England, Ireland, Japan, Austria. So I think this one was the most I was ever gifted treats. I came home with tons of chocolate and cookies and just candies, and people were just giving me treats the whole time. And I was just like, thank you. And the Austria, there were three guys from Austria that want to take Shane and I to Austria.
Wow.
And I know they're fans because the one guy, he goes, if you come in for the booking for Austria, I'll take you to Disneyland Paris. And I was like, what did you say? And,
that's awesome.
Oh yeah. And I was just like, Shane, we need to take this booking. So they're trying to get us to Austria because apparently we're pretty over in Austria. And I didn't even know that. So maybe down the line, we'll head on over there for something. But we were just overwhelmed by the different countries that were coming to see us. Because sometimes I just don't think people know who I am. But
oh, you're so humble. It's alive and well. I'm just going to tell you that. ECW is alive and well. And you are right at the top of the list of that torch carrier. And I can't say enough for what that group photo means right now.
Oh, that group
of wrestling fans. And yeah, I'm going to pull it up next.
Yeah. So we were like, ECW alum was scattered throughout the, there were different levels. Like some people were on the first level, we were on the second level or whatever, different floors, right? I never went to other floors to see people, but just because we were so busy and I didn't really have time to walk around. But Sandman, who wasn't seated near us, comes over to my table and he says, I want to get a group picture of all of us. So I was like, okay, let's wait till the end of the day. Cause I didn't, you know, when you leave your table, you don't want to lose business for your vendor or whatever, you know? So the day was winding down and we all went to take this group picture. Now, initially there were two photographers that were going to take the picture. When we all got together, I looked up and I felt like I was at the Oscars. There were 50 photographers. I am not exaggerating. The whole front of us was covered with cameras. You didn't know who to look at. You didn't know who was snapping. I don't know where they came from. It was like whoosh. And it was like ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And so we're just like standing there. And then he's like, give the middle finger. I was like, this is so not classy, but okay. We did one with the middle finger and we did one without. And it's such a great picture. And there are people in there that, yeah, there it is. And again, photo bombs by Moose. And this time Ned.
Yep, the debut of Big Ned as the photo bomber. Usually yeah. It's just the Moose and you get the, who's that guy? Who is that guy?
Yep.
Well, now you got Big Ned. Talk about, you know, you guys have Atlas Security all those years. Talk about having your back, huh? Look at these two Atlas monsters.
Guess what? Ronnie from Atlas was there working the door. So
oh,
I got
was he really?
Yes, he was. So I got to see Ronnie, which was a treat because I haven't seen him in like so long. But Perry, Sabu, Jerry Lynn, Mikey Whipwreck, Shane and I, Fonzie, Sandman, and PJ are in this picture. And just so great.
That's
it was just so great to see everybody. It made my heart so happy. Again, if I could work every weekend with this crew, I would be in heaven and I would love going to work again, you know, because there's some weekends I go and there no one's there that I really like hang with. And it's like, you just sign, you go to your room, you go to the airport. It's kind of boring, but this was friggin' fun, man. This was a good time. So, what else can I say? Thank you. Thank you. First of all, to Bambi and More Wrestling. I mean, she took such good care of Shane and I this weekend and, you know, just made it over the top special. She's a wonderful person. And we're already booked for next year.
Wow.
Or more. So
spoiler alert.
The spoiler. Yeah, but who cares? Everybody
will going to Minnesota.
They didn't announce it yet. There were two, they were saying either Minneapolis or Las Vegas, which everybody was like, please let it be Vegas. Please, please, please. I think it's gonna be Minneapolis. I think it is. I mean, which is not good weather-wise because it could snow.
Yeah.
I think Vegas would have been a better choice, but, you know, whatever. But, you know, thank you to her. And thank you just to the boys and to the fans who came out. Everybody who came to that arena show, it was sold out. It was packed, standing room only. Everybody who came to WrestleCon. What a dream weekend. Just, I can't stop gushing over it. It was so fun. So fun. And oh, I got to see I saw Steve Corino for the first time in good Lord, I don't even remember the last time I saw him since first or second year after ECW folded that we did indies together.
Wow. And it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been a long time. God. He looked great. You know, so he was getting an Indie Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
On the other floor, and he came down to say hi and you know, got to see him. I'm trying to think who else I saw. A good time, good friends, good fun. Harmless, innocent fun. Nothing bad happened. You know, no hookups, no nothing like that. It was just...
You might go to Vegas and never come back, though. So maybe it should be in Minnesota. It'll be the WrestleMania weekend that no wrestlers returned home.
We go to Vegas, there might be a problem.
But now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's talk the rest of the weekend. Did you get to see it at all, WrestleMania? Did you watch any of the Paul Heyman Hall of Fame induction?
No, people were telling us about it. The only thing I saw of his induction was his entrance. I didn't see any of the of his speech, but I did watch WrestleMania Night 1 and 2. And I have to say, well done. Yeah. Well done. Not a stinker on the card. The last match with all of the run-ins and surprises, I think that was booked brilliantly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I felt like a fan again. When Bubba was the special ref, that made my heart so happy. I loved seeing him. I loved the ECW chants. I loved Kevin Owens with an homage to ECW on his trunks. Like, they kept mentioning us, and I know they would because it was Philly, but it's so odd to hear them putting us over multiple times in one show, and they did it on both shows, which, you know, they should, because it's our home. But I just thought everything was booked from top to bottom, top notch, great card, great show. And I texted Bubba the next day, and I said, "You did a great job until you jobbed to the bottom turnbuckle." When he went to the top, his foot missed, and he kind of stumbled, and he wrote back, "Pop." But I said it made me so happy to see you there. Great representation of ECW. Great show. I wasn't disappointed. I liked every match, and the finish. The last match and the finish I thought was brilliant. So I enjoyed it. And I wasn't planning on watching it, but my husband just said, "Oh, did you hear anything?" And he put it on, and we just sat there and watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
what'd you think about that ECW theme music playing inside of Lincoln Financial Field like that? That was unbelievable.
Pretty cool, right? It was just wow. The thing to me that was so special is that the whole stadium was chanting ECW.
Yeah. Yeah.
74,000 people or whatever the count was. So like you said earlier, we're not dead.
No.
It's not, the company might not be here, but the spirit will live on forever. And those of us who are still around, I hate when people say, "Oh, stop milking it for what it's, you guys are done, you're dead, blah blah blah." Like you'll get that little percentage. It's like, "Oh, come on, let it be dead and buried." Why? Why should we? People are still enjoying it. You know what I mean? Like, what is the harm about getting us all together and doing a signing and reminiscing and being nostalgic? I find no harm in that. I really don't. And I think the people who are still around are, you know, representing the company, and we're doing it well. And we're not trying to be assholes about it. We're just living our lives, and somebody books us, we go. And if ECW is mentioned, yeah, why not? Let's put it over. People still dig it. So why not ride that train?
Like I've said a million times, you're not seeing the WCW guys getting reunited. You know, the AWA guys aren't getting reunited like this. It's always people want one, they want five. It's an ECW reunion. They don't just want, you know, three of you. Like that picture, there were six champions of ECW in that picture. You want all six of those guys, and you can, and it can happen. And it's very special when it does.
It really is. And it's, again, it sounds so corny when I say this, but we are a family. We will always be a family, whether we're, you know, current or not. Getting us together like that makes us relevant. And people want to see that. And just because somebody's not currently on TV doesn't mean you're irrelevant in the fans' eyes.
Not at all.
You know, so I'm not saying we're the biggest thing going in wrestling today, blah, blah, blah. But people still remember us, and people still like to see us. And it makes me feel good. And I love when people come to the table and start talking about just things that we've done, and their faces lighting up and them being so happy. So many people came on Saturday to tell us how happy they were with Friday's show. And that's one cool woman even went as far to say that our show on Friday was better than anything WWE put out in the longest time. Wow. She said, as a fan, Now, not everybody's going to agree with her, obviously, you know, but as a fan, she said, I am such an old school ECW fan. And that made me love wrestling again.
That's awesome.
She said, I'm not going to WrestleMania. I just came here for you guys. We got a lot of that too. We're not going to Mania. We just came to see you. We came to go to the arena. And so many people could not get into the arena because, you know, it only, what does it seat? 1,200 now? It doesn't, you know.
I'm not sure of the logistics now, but okay. They well, put in not- some, I mean, Battleground puts in some pretty fancy entrances. So they might cut off whatever the seating.
Whatever it was, the tickets, like there were tickets on StubHub or whatever that. $1,500 for Battleground.
Wow. Holy crap.
That people were paying to get in that building.
Damn.
I know. Those are WrestleMania prices.
That's nuts.
That's crazy, right? Just to see little old us? Are you crazy?
Well, when those lights went out during the main event, I thought it was going to be you and Shane in the middle of the ring, not The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. I mean, come on. I was hoping he'd be in his Undertaker gear.
Well, I think that there might have been some plans that were changed at the last minute, and maybe Undertaker didn't pack the gear.
is that what you read?
There was something I read that said that Austin was approached and they couldn't make it happen. Damn. So I think Undertaker was a backup, but damn, I mean, it was a perfect backup.
Well, yeah, because they put a tweet out at 3:16.
Yeah, I saw that too. So,
but could they have done that as a swerve?
I think they also could have done that as a swerve.
Sure.
You gotta say, you know, the H-Man is doing a pretty good job. You gotta tip the cap. Now, this is one last question. What'd you think of one Stephanie McMahon coming back Sunday night? That was a pretty big shocker too.
I mean,
we didn't think she would be around.
I wasn't shocked by it.
You weren't? Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-mm. I wasn't shocked by it. I feel like as long as Paul is running that company, her husband, I feel like she's always going to have something, whether she's there to support her husband or just, hey, let me go out and say something. You know what I mean? Like that didn't shock me at all. What shocked me was her hat at the Hall of Fame. That's what shocked her ECW hat.
Yeah, really? Yep. That was her old school Alliance invasion era attire. That was
come on.
You never know. You never know.
Oh my God, no. Stop it.
You never know.
Stop it.
Never say never.
Never, ever.
Never say never. And one last thing about that main event, The Rock, the greatest entrance in the history of WrestleMania, bar none.
Oh, let's talk about entrances. First of all, what did I pop for? I popped for the Mummers because 90% of the world was like, who the hell are these guys? It's so funny. We mentioned the Mummers on another. I think I was talking to Devon about the Mummer fight.
Yes. And somebody said, what are the Mummers?
So Betty texts me and she goes, who, and she spelled it completely wrong. Who are the Mormers? Are they like Mormons? She goes, I don't know who they are. And I had to explain to her who the Mummers were. And she was never heard of them. I go, if you are not in the tri-state area, you probably don't know who the Mummers are. They're string bands, comic band. They're just a group of guys who get really drunk on New Year's Day and strut down Broad Street. And it's been a tradition for 100 years. And they are beloved by Philadelphians and South Jersey. And it's just a big deal. So in Philly, they are going to get that pop. So when Seth Rollins came out with his gear and 100 Mummers behind him, I was just like, yes, this is so awesome. Because this is the only city that could happen in.
Right.
Couldn't be done anywhere else. So that popped me. Lane Johnson and Jason Kelsey, I loved. And I read that they want Jason back to do some more stuff. So who knows what that's going to bring for him. But he looked incredible. Lane always looks good. But Jason looked like he leaned out a little bit. And that spot, at first when I saw them, because I didn't read any spoilers, I thought it was him and Travis. I couldn't tell about the height. So I'm like, the Kelsey brothers are here. This is awesome. But then it was Lane, which I was fine with because big fan of both. But that got a pop out of me. Who else? What other entrances? I thought the Asian girl, Iona Sky.
Io Sky.
Io Sky. beautiful, great worker. Her entrance was a little like that Japanese kind of stuff is like so bizarre. Like she was, her body language was all kinds of weird. Like, I don't know, the Japanese do it much different than we do in America. But she killed it. Her and Bailey just, oh my God, so good. Such a good match. I liked KO when he drove Randy Orton down on the gimmick. That mm-hmm. was cute. It was just good. Everything was good. I can't complain about anything.
Cody, thoughts?
He is the epitome of what a top guy should be. He's a company guy. He is going to represent the company. I mean, look at what he was doing without the belt. You know what I mean? And now he's their champion. And I've said it for so many years. You look at him, star.
Yeah.
The way he carries himself, just the good deeds that he does, the way he handles the young kids, he's got it all. And he's another guy that I can see down the line transition and go over to Hollywood.
I could see it.
Mm-hmm. But I think that was the perfect ending to such a whirlwind of a storyline, and everybody went home happy, and that's what you want. Yeah. I, as a heel, would have loved to swerve.
Yes.
And I would have loved to see Cody just left laying on the ground, but I knew it wasn't going to happen, you know? So be that as it may, I thought it was just brilliant from top to bottom. And I will give WWE their flowers and tell them how brilliant they were this weekend, because they were. So
A+ all around. But guess what? Throw those ones to the sky, because the tribal chief will be back.
Oh, he's awesome too. I was just looking at him. I was telling my husband, I was like, this man is perfect. Is there a more perfect figure in the whole world than Roman Reigns? Yeah, I'm looking at him.
Ripped.
He looks like a friggin' statue of like a just chiseled in stone. And my husband is, can't argue with you. You can't.
You could see it. You can't argue. Nope.
He's perfect looking. And I don't know if he's getting sick again. I heard some, hopefully it's not true. But maybe he needs a little bit of time off. I'm not really with the cancer and stuff. I don't know what's true and what's not true. Hopefully that's not the case, and he'll come back stronger than ever. But so many different angles that this could go to with all the people that ran in, and so many ideas that are twirling around in their heads right now. So it'll be fun to see, you know, how this plays out. But great weekend, man. Great weekend for everybody involved, whether you were in WWE or on the independent scene. It was just a whirlwind of fun and debauchery.
There's one company that made its own press that weekend, but we'll talk about them another day, maybe. They tried to make their own press during WrestleMania week.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, we can talk about it. I can mention it quickly, but I feel like we'll be talking about it on a later date. But AEW trying to... I think that's a whole other can of worms that we're running out of time for.
Oh, okay. Well, what a cliffhanger. Listen next week when we talk about...
What a cliff. There's, because it's a lot to undress, because we didn't even get into CM Punk and his interview that he did with Ariel Helwani about a week ago. It was... shoot interview for the prime, you know, sports audience.
Okay.
And it's going to leave
for another day, like you said.
Yeah. Another story for another day.
All right.
But before we get out of here, why don't you tell them all about where they can find us, not just here on YouTube, but not just on iHeartRadio, just all the happenings of the Eyes Up Here universe.
If you're not following me on iHeart, you need to. That's the only way you're going to know when a new episode hits. So push that follow button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple, Google Play, wherever you listen to us. Please subscribe. Tell your friends. If you see me tweet something, please retweet it. Get the word out. YouTube, if you're watching me, you need to be subscribed on YouTube. It is free. Just hit that little bell and you'll be notified when a new video comes up. We're going to do a live very, very soon. I know I said that last time, but life got in the way, and now we are planning on doing a live within the next week or two. So come on over to the live and chat with us there. What else do we have going on? Socials?
Facebook.
Oh yeah, Facebook. What is it under the Queen? It's under
Eyes Up Here podcast.
Okay. You can go on over to that, either follow us on there or push the like button. There's two options. I guess it's on the device that you're using. But everything that I do is listed on that page. So appearances, new clips, when I took a shower last, everything is on that page that you need to know about me.
The update about it, not the actual shower.
Absolutely. So you could go over there and click follow or click like, and you'll have all your Francine information right there. And hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we're also going to be utilizing TikTok.
Hopefully. We're getting there.
If we can figure it out, because I don't know anything about TikTok, and they say it's good for the kids. The kids are using it these days. So we're thinking about doing something for TikTok. So if you're a TikTok person, look out for us on that platform as well.
We got to teach you some TikTok dances.
Oh, God. That's
Come on. You sing. Can you dance?
I was dancing this weekend. I always dance. I think there's music always playing in my head. I'm the only one that can hear it, but I was busting a move, you know.
I completely agree with everything the Queen said, but also just support in general. Just share it. Just like it. Subscribe. Everything you can do to help this show out, please. We can't do it without you, and we hope that you like all the content that's coming. So we'll do these again. We'll do emergency podcasts for iHeartRadio if needed. We will always do our YouTube extras when we can, but...
Hold on. Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me at Chad EMB on Twitter. That's all I'll plug here, because there's been so much information thrown out to these wonderful people.
Okay. And if you want to follow me across the board on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine.
And there we go. So if there is nothing else to say for the Queen of Extreme, this is the Chadster. We will catch you on the flip side.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get
in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.